The British Broadcasting Corporation, in association with the Five Star Theater, proudly presents the Marx Brothers in Flywheel, Shyster, and Flywheel.
Flywheel, Shyster, and Flywheel. Miss Dimple speaking. No, Mr. Flywheel isn't in, but his assistant, Mr. Ravelli, is here. Hold on, I'll call him. Oh, Mr. Ravelli.
What do you want, Miss Dimp?
Mr. McBride, the landlord, is on the phone again. He seems pretty angry about the rent not being paid.
All right, I talked to him. Hello, landlord, how do you feel? What? You give us 2 days to pay the rent? That's a fine. We take the 4th of July and Christmas. Goodbye.
You insulted him.
Oh, I can't bother with him. I'm a tired. I'm a feel sick.
Oh, you probably have a cold. You should go home and get straight into bed with a hot water bottle.
That's no good. Last night I put some water in a hot water bottle and I wait and I wait, but the water didn't even get warm.
Maybe you should see a doctor.
I seen a doctor. He gave me some medicine to take with my meals, but I can't take it.
Why not?
I ain't getting no meals.
Well, if you're hungry, I can give you this quarter. It's all I have with me, so make sure you get something to eat. Don't spend it on the movies.
Don't worry, Miss Dimp. I won't spend your money for the movies. I got us some money for the movies.
Good morning, Mr. Flywheel.
Never mind the small talk. Ravelli, I've got a bone to pick with you. I died for it with a dog outside the butcher's. Well, it was the least I could do after you brought that hamburger in last week.
Then can I have my quarter back, Mr. Ravelli?
Quarter? Miss Dimple, I'm paying you too much. Now, Ravelli, where were you all yesterday? You didn't come into the office once.
I was chasing ice wagons. Now I got a cold.
Ice wagons? I thought I told you to chase ambulances.
Yeah, but they go too fast for me.
Well, this is a fine how-do-you-do. One of the finest how-do-you-dos I've ever seen.
How do you like it to give me some salary?
Oh, you want salary? And we haven't even got olives. Listen, Ravelli, unless you get me some clients, we're going to get thrown out of here pretty soon.
That's all right. I don't like the place very much anyhow.
You'll like the poorhouse even less.
Yeah, but maybe somebody there can lend us some money.
You still don't get it, do you? We're threatened with eviction and a landlord that has the quaint idea that we should pay him some rent every once in a while.
Hey, you no worry about the landlord. I fix him good. He no bother us no more.
Ah, Mr. Flywheel. I think you know who I am.
Mother! Oh, I knew you'd never give up looking for me. Those gypsies were so cruel.
Mr. Flywheel, I am not your mother. You know very well I'm Mr. McBride, your landlord. I told this assistant of yours you had 2 days to pay the rent. He told me he'd take the 4th of July and Christmas. Now, I want to know what you intend doing about it.
You're right, McBride. He had no right to say such a thing. We always go away Christmas. But we have Washington's birthday instead.
Now listen to me, Flywheel. I came here on Tuesday to ask for the rent. I came here Thursday to ask for the rent. I even came here Saturday to ask for the rent. We've got to come to some arrangement.
Well, come Wednesdays. I'm not in then either.
No, some definite arrangement.
Okay, I definitely won't pay the rent.
But you have no excuse for not paying.
Well, it isn't my fault. I tried to think of an excuse. Oh, all this talk about money is making me tired. I'm different. I don't care how much money a man has, just as long as he's rich.
What has that got to do with paying my rent?
I give up. Now it's my turn to ask you one. What's a two-letter word meaning a piece of office furniture?
I don't see...
Desk.
Desk? But there are more than two letters in desk.
There are only two letters in my desk. All the ones from you I tore up.
Are you crazy?
Don't you do anything but ask questions? Don't you know any other games? I tell you what. You go out in the hall and hide, and I'll bet you 10-1 we won't find you. I'll bet you 20-1 we don't even look for you.
I put up with all that I'm going to. You'll be hearing from me in due course.
Hey, you handle him fine, boss. Now we no go to the poorhouse.
Well, leastways, not till he gets back with the bailiffs. Times are desperate, Ravelli, and desperate times call for desperate measures. You're going to stand out in the street in front of this office and bring in a client if it kills you.
Hey, so you want I should stand out front and act like an advertisement for the firm?
Like I said, Ravelli, desperate times call for desperate measures.
Carry your lawyer here. Nice, a fresh lawyer today. Carry your lawyer.
Can you direct me to 42nd Street in Times Square?
Sure I can. Right after you get a divorce. First, you're gonna need a lawyer.
But I don't want a divorce.
Then we just need a lawyer.
Well, what do we need a lawyer for if I'm not getting a divorce?
Hey, 1 minute you want a divorce. Next minute you no want a divorce. Why don't you make up your mind?
Why? If I'm just trying to find 42nd Street in Times Square, would I want a divorce or a lawyer?
To pay the rent.
But my rent's paid.
That's fine. We move in with you.
Father would never have that.
Maybe you should divorce your father.
Divorce my father? I can't divorce anybody. I won't even be married until August.
Hey, that's a settle then.
What is?
You get a divorce in September.
Oh, never mind. I'd rather get lost than waste any more time with you. Goodbye.
Anybody want a lawyer? Nice, a fresh lawyer.
You there. I am in need of a legal representation.
Well, go someplace else. All I got's a lawyer.
My name is Reginald Francis, and I do indeed require a lawyer.
All right, then. I take you up to the office. This way.
Ravelli, you did it. You got a client and didn't kill yourself doing it. I'm happy and sad all at the same time.
Well, his name's Reginald Francis.
I am the leading man with the Shakespearean Repertory Company.
You don't say.
I wish to sue our manager for back salary.
Never mind that. How about a couple of passes for Saturday night show?
We'll discuss that later. Mr. Flywheel, if you can get the money the manager owes me, I'd be willing to pay you, well, let's say a tenth of whatever you collect.
That's not enough, boss. Make him give us at least a 20th.
We can discuss the terms later. Mr. Flywheel, our manager is a very slippery fellow. He is rather reluctant to part with money, especially a sum as large as $300. A sum outstanding to me.
Don't worry, Francis. Your $300 is as good as recovered. And our rent is as good as paid.
Splendid. Just how do you intend to approach him?
From behind with a blackjack.
Oh.
Now, you run along back to the theater, Francis.
I hope you'll be along shortly.
You can bet on it. And don't call me shortly.
Too kind.
Afternoon, Mr. Francis.
And a fine, good welcoming to you, doorman. Pray tell, have the rehearsals started yet?
No, sir. I'm afraid there ain't going to be any rehearsals. The manager's run out of town.
What? And left us stranded, no doubt.
Yes, sir. Took the troupe's entire bankroll with him.
The scoundrel, has my leading lady been told.
Miss Priscilla Kent, sir? Well, I believe so. Here she comes now, sir.
Oh, Reginald, have you heard the terrible news? Oh, what can we do?
Oh, don't fret, my sweet. My lawyer, Mr. Flywheel, is coming right over. I'm sure he'll be able to do something.
Now, you two can't come in here.
Out of my way, or I'll flog you within an inch of your life.
And when he gets through, I flog you the other inch.
Oh, Dorman! Dorman! Let them through! They're my attorneys! Oh, gentlemen, I'm so very glad you came. We're facing a very serious problem.
Well, that can wait. Who's the hot-looking babe?
Forgive me. This is our leading lady, Miss Priscilla Kent.
Reginald has been telling me all about you, Mr. Flywheel.
Well, he's a liar.
Why, I said you were a splendid lawyer and a fine gentleman.
You were right, boss. He is a liar.
Mr. Flywheel, we don't know what to do. The manager of our company has run out on us with all the money.
Well, that's very simple. Just charge it to running expenses.
But what, pray, are we going to do? The show is scheduled to open in 3 days. I'm counting on you to get us out of this mess.
Francis, I've thought it all over. The show must go on.
Oh, wonderful. What do you plan to do?
I don't plan to do anything. I just said the show must go on.
Do you gentlemen know what the name Reginald Francis means to the American theater?
Hey, I ask you one. Why do you look through to see through a brick wall?
What do you look through to see through it?
A window. That's a some joke, eh, boss?
Be quiet, Ravelli. I'm not paying you to interrupt my business conferences.
You don't pay me to do nothing.
And you do nothing. That makes us even.
Our immediate problems would be solved, Mr. Flywheel, if you could find the right man to take over the show and manage it.
Does Miss Kent go with the show?
Oh, why, yes, of course.
Then I'm just the man I'm looking for. Ravelli, as of now, we're in show business.
Hey!
Well, as long as you're going to take over the show, I think we ought to get busy. You know, we're presenting Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet? Hey, I thought we were doing just the one show.
Romeo and Juliet is the title of the play.
Well, now that you come to mention it, I don't care much for that title either. Why not call it Grand Hotel? They're using that name on another play, and it's cleaning up.
Oh, that's preposterous.
All right, then. How about Mickey Mouse? That's a very good name.
Mickey Mouse? We are presenting a classic. It's important. It's big. It's
fine. We call it Mickey Rat.
The title is Romeo and Juliet. I have a copy of it here.
Let's see. What's this? It says balcony scene.
Of course. That's the famous balcony scene.
Oh, fine business. See here, Francis, while I'm running this company, you'll do your acting on stage. Leave the balcony for the customers.
But, Mr. Flywheel, Reginald and I have always played that scene.
All right, you can play it in the balcony, but the ham will have to play it on stage.
Why?
Keep it under your hat, but I'll be up there in the balcony with you.
Ravelli, reserve me 2 seats in the balcony for the opening night.
Ah, you don't want to see it, boss. It's a crazy play.
Well, with some fixing up here and there, I may be able to make something out of it. I'll read a few lines. And yet I wish for but the thing I have. My bounty is as boundless as the sea.
I know the answer to that one, boss. It's a window.
Quiet, Ravelli, I'm reading. You wouldn't understand. My bounty is as boundless as the sea. My love as deep. The more I give thee, the more I have, for both are infinite. Well, that can go. That doesn't make sense. Francis, run out and get me some scissors.
Hey, boss, that's a better show.
What's a better show?
Julius Scissors.
Don't worry, we can cut that one as well, folks.
Gentlemen, your proposals are out of the question. The play will go on as Shakespeare intended.
With this love scene? Even you ought to realize it needs something to jazz it up a little.
But
leave it to Flywheel. As soon as the scene begins to sag, I'll come out and announce the election returns. That always gets applause.
Oh, these strange proceedings are beginning to upset me. I'm going to my room. I must rest.
Well, that's fine. You go with him, Ravelli. I'm going to stay and rehearse Miss Kent in the love scene. Eh, Miss Kent?
Okay, boss, I go. But remember, tomorrow it's my turn to rehearse Miss Kent. Come on, Shakespeare.
Very well. Lead the way, if you would.
Mr. Flywheel, in all my career, I have
okay,
never...
Okay, he's gone. We can cut out the shop talk. How about you and I running over to your house for a nice little dinner?
My house?
Well, if it's good enough for you, it's good enough for me.
Mr. Flywheel, please. I might as well tell you right now, I'm in love. I'm in love with the handsomest, sweetest, most talented man in the whole world.
I like you, too. Miss Kent, I've got something for you. It's a ring. I got it from the nose of a savage, so it ought to look well on you.
Mr. Flywheel, I can't accept your ring.
You mean there's another man?
Why, yes.
Tell me, I must know. Who is he?
Why do you want to know? You won't harm him, will you?
Of course not. I just want to sell him the ring.
Mr. Flywheel, our relations must be strictly businesslike.
You keep my relations out of this. You needn't be so uppity with me. You know, I can marry anybody I please. The only trouble is I don't please anybody.